Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a rainy Sunday morning. We could use it, and we're getting it. And now we're going to get a dose of Johnny Rabbit going back in history. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, Scott. It's nice to hear B.J. Thomas. Here I am in my alligator raincoat. Well, we'll relive a little of 1966 today. A couple of days ago, I was talking with Bob Cuban, who, by the way, is really doing great. Bob's big year, 1966, when his group, Bob Cuban and the Inmen, had their hit 45, The Cheater. Got all the way to number 12 nationally on the Billboard music charts, and it was number one, of course, in St. Louis. Bob's next charted songs in Billboard were The Teaser and a version of the Beatles' Drive My Car. Well, all were on the St. Louis-based Musicland USA record label. Cuban and his group played at the last game at Busch Stadium and won the old Sportsman's Park. That was in 66 on May 8th. Where, according to sports czar Ed Wheatley, the San Francisco Giants beat the Cards 10-5. Maybe the ghosts of the St. Louis Browns jinxed them that day. Well, the ghosts were gone, and Bob Cuban's band played at the opening ceremony of Busch Memorial Stadium. That was May 10th of 66, and the Redbirds topped the Atlanta Braves 4-3. That was in 12 innings. Ed Wheatley also recalled that 1966 was the final year for minor league hockey in St. Louis. Our team, then the Braves, would be replaced on the arena ice for the Blues a year later. I'm going to be hosting a show called The Music of St. Louis as the first Johnny Rabbit lecture series, 10:30 to noon, at the Missouri History Museum on Tuesday, December 3rd, and Bob Cuban will be on the program. To talk, but not to play. And we'll also have Leonard Slatkin of St. Louis Symphony Orchestra fame and a lot more. Well, the past week for Oasis, I did a program called Things Ain't What They Used to Be, on which streetcar historian Mark Goldfeder had movies of streetcars and streets of the past. The last regularly scheduled St. Louis streetcar ran in 1966. It was on May 21st on the Hodamont line, went right through our entertainment center in 1966, Gaslight Square. We had a big radio party for listeners in the car called The Last Streetcar Ride. Our area got national attention on February 1966 when CBS-TV presented the documentary 16 in Webster Groves, what was played here on KMOX-TV. Now, everyone was upbeat about the program until it hit the air, as instead of being a positive representation of high school life in Webster Groves, the program presented Webster teens and their families as creepy and self-centered. Maybe you saw it on a 1966 Motorola rectangular color TV. They had push-button UHF tuners at that time and often come in a really fancy Drexel furniture cabinet. You could get it at Schweig Engel in those years at 4919 Delmar. In 1966, Cervantes, our mayor, he got a bunch of backers together to bring the Spanish Pavilion, the jewel of the 1964 World's Fair in New York City, to St. Louis. No small task. It cost $5.5 million, too. Now, since it was reconstructed, it took about 3 years to do, and marketed in Broadway next to Busch Memorial Stadium, Mayor Cervantes had pitched the place as a super city attraction. It had a fancy restaurant, the Toledo Room. It had the Sir John Falstaff's legitimate stage theater and a whole lot of other artwork, but nothing caught on. It was a flop. The place is open for less than a year, and in late 69, they went bankrupt and closed. In 1976, Don Breckinridge bought it to be the lower level of his Breckinridge Inn Hotel, now the Hilton St. Louis at the ballpark. Some of the exterior of the Spanish Pavilion, it's still there, but the interior has been totally changed. In April 66, it was the 12th year of the Cleveland High School Battle of the Bands, under the direction of that school's music teacher, Larry Mantis. This two-day event, which costs 50 cents a ticket a day, included local groups like the Impacts, the Teen Queens, and more. The winning band was the Malibus. They got the honor of appearing at KSD-TV's St. Louis Hop, hosted by Russ Carter, who was the MC of the big band stuff, and he was also a Cleveland alumnus. On the very rainy Sunday night of August 21st, 1966, the Beatles played their one and only show in our town. The main promoter, Everett Agnew of Regal Sports, had expected a standing room crowd of over 50,000, but for a bunch of reasons, the attendance was about half a house, 23,143 people. Other performers, Bobby Hebb, The Circle, The Ronettes, local band, The Del Rays, and due to heavy rain and a leaky and dangerous makeshift stage, The concert was a fiasco. After the show, while on their way to Lambert to fly to New York, the Beatles agreed that their touring days were at an end after they finished their four concerts that were already contracted for. And they meant it. Tours for them was over. Architect John Gunther related that by 66, the Gateway Arch exterior was totally finished. It had been dedicated on October 28 to 65. The interior wasn't done until 67, and those rides to the top of the arch didn't happen until 68. In 66, Stan the Man Musial served as a consultant on physical fitness to President Lyndon B. Johnson. Well, my next Oasis program is 10:30 Tuesday, October 29th, at the Center of Clayton. We'll have a back to the future, so to speak, of riverboats, of railroads, of newspapers, including the Post Weather Bird, and roads like Route 66. Next Sunday, right here on KMOX, we're going to do a little report on 1969. But we'll return you now to Scott Jagow, who is not a product of generative artificial intelligence. He is real, the real deal, and here he is.
That's right. I am the authentic one. Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
1969, I was not even born, but barely. All right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
It is Total Information AM Sunday on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.